Well, this is Reema. I'm John Peachey, and it's a sort of bittersweet today because it's the fifth part in a series we've been doing with author and presenter Yvonne Godfrey. And Yvonne, lovely to have you back in the studio again.
Thanks, John.
Bittersweet because I've really enjoyed the conversations we've had around the subject of your book, which is due to be released early 2016, called Don't Peak at 18, How to Succeed in the Real World Beyond School. And it's aimed at year 13 students, I guess, or year 12, year 13 students who've coming out of the safe and protected and warm fuzzy environment of school and about to hit a whole new phase in life. And I also wanted to mention, of course, that you are the founder and author of the Miomo program. And just tell us what Miomo stands for.
Making it on my own.
Making it on my own. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of the core of what we're talking about. And you've got programs which are beginning in December and in January.
Yes. So Making It On My Own is a four-day life skills and leadership program, which is run at the Parenting Centre. And it'll be, the first one is December 15 to the 18, and then January 18 to 21. And that's an ideal opportunity for students in finishing year 12 who are about to go into year 13 or who have finished year 13 or year 14. You know, they could have been out of school for a year or so.
Yes.
And really just need to get their head around some of these things that we've been talking about so that they can do well.
Well, it's just vital conversation, just like the conversation we've had for the last 5 weeks. This is vital conversation around reality. And I think that's the nice thing about it. This is not theoretical stuff. This is real issues. So,
yeah. Because remember, my whole passion for young people is that they become competitive, but with good character.
Yes.
Competitive meaning they can do well. They can compete in the real world.
They can
world,
stand for the.
But they've got to be becoming the young men and women that we want them to become, that are strong in themselves, confident with integrity, and can contribute to society.
And I would imagine that, I mean, having not sat in any of these to listen, but I would imagine young people actually rise to that thought of having good character.
They do. They want to make their mark in the world.
Mm.
They really do.
Which is fantastic because it's easy to think, you know, they just want to drift, but I don't believe that's true.
No.
And unfortunately,
it's not in the human psyche to drift. It's in the human psyche to achieve and to be goal-orientated and to bring value. It really is.
Well, one of my business statements is that I believe that greatness resides in the heart of every child, every student, you know, and it's our job to help coax that into the light of day and to help them walk that through that journey. And it's why I love mentoring. I love what you're doing.
Mm.
So Miomo program. So
exciting.
Again, yeah, 15th to 18th December and 18th to 21st January.
Yep.
So you're doing that at the Parenting
Place? At the Parenting Place. At the Parenting Place.
Which is one of my favourite places to hang
out. I know.
Out, so.
It's awesome.
All right, let's talk about the very tricky subject, I think, for not just for young people, but for a lot of people, that is mastering money. It seems like everyone wants to actually get better with the way they handle money. But tell me, what are the things that young people should focus on when it comes to managing
cash? Well, first of all, they need to understand the nature of money. It is just a simple exchange. That's all it is.
Yep.
It's a measure of exchange. But what I know is that whatever you respect, you attract, and whatever you disrespect, you will repel. So that's money, relationships, opportunities.
Hmm.
So firstly, to get that mindset that money is a tool to be used, that they need it for their lives, that the world revolves around money as a form of exchange.
Yes.
And it's such an exciting time for young people when they see themselves going toward a place where they can pay their own bills, where they can use their money at their discretion, how they want to spend it. And it's such a vital key in being independent, because you've got to be physically independent, that we've already talked about that, be able to look after yourself, run a home. You've got to be emotionally independent, where you can make good decisions around your safety and around building relationships. But thirdly, you've got to be able to be financially independent.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to run your own life financially. And, you know, money is a wonderful servant, but a horrible master.
That's a very true statement.
Isn't it true?
Yeah.
So the goal is for them to understand that they've got to earn more than they spend, or if you want to put it a different way, to spend less than what they earn. So they've got to learn to live within their means, which means they've firstly got to understand budgeting.
Yes.
And budgeting starts with setting up a list of all your expenses, how much money you've got, and then making sure that you take care of your needs before you spend on your wants.
And it's interesting because, as you say that, what raises in my mind is that there's an awful lot of publicity out there trying to get you to borrow, to rack up credits, you know, hire purchase, GE money. I mean, our television is full of these rotten jolly ads for instant finance and and you know, for instant gratification. Mm. So it's a real character lesson here, isn't there?
Look, it absolutely is, and we're living in a super commercialized world that has spun us the lie that our wants are our needs, right?
Yep.
And this is what you're constantly fighting with. I mean, I've just been doing some parent evenings and saying to the parents, please don't get in debt this year to buy Christmas presents for your children that they don't need. Please start there.
Ouch.
Because you see,
yes,
if you've trained your children to have that entitlement mentality that wants are actually needs, which they're not, then yeah, you've already got a problem when you start to go into the adult world that they'll keep trying to finance their life on that wanton mentality.
Yeah.
So it's that mentality, first of all, of getting their head in the right place and then understanding a budget. Getting a budget, separating wants from needs and taking care of needs first. Mm. If they do that, then they can play with the money they've got left over for their wants. And really, you talked about loans. They've got to understand what interest means, what it means to pay interest, what it means to borrow money for something that's going to depreciate, like a car. That's why young people who buy a car, it should be a car to get you from A to B that's safe and nothing more. Because the minute you build in that want factor, you're paying for it much more than you understand.
Yes, you are. And look, even understanding the nuances of what it means to be, you know, interest-free for 3 years, well, yeah, that's true, but the interest gets you in year four. And
that's
all
right.
Of the interest gets you
that's
in year
right.
four. The very word interest is very misleading, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? There's no, they have got not, they do not have your interest in heart.
No,
we should
relabel it as a penalty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a bit of a fuddy-duddy when it comes to that sort of thing, because it's like calling bullying bullying. You know, if you physically attack someone, that's assault, not bullying.
Yes.
That's a whole different matter, but sometimes we use these words to soften the blow. But
to soften the blow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a contract is a contract, and it's really important. That's why I suggest that parents and their young adults have a contract in the home about how to live optimally, so sharing the duties and doing all of those things so that they understand that when they put their name to something and they promise to do, that it is binding. Because when they go for these loans and they have to put their name to it, it is binding.
Yes.
Absolutely binding. Mm. So my recommendation is that a young person never signs anything without having an adult that they respect
yeah.
with them
yeah.
and understanding it, reading through, being clear about it.
Yeah.
Because too many young people are getting burnt. They don't understand interest. They don't understand what it means in terms of what they're actually going to have to pay. And they don't have it. They don't have the resource to pay.
They don't have the resource. And a bank manager explained to me recently, we were having a conversation about credit ratings and bits and pieces, and he said, do you realise that actually the credit rating is not based on you paying something off well? It's only based on you not paying it off
well.
That's
right. That's right.
So, because I gave a young person advice, like, you know, go to the farmers, get something on a higher purchase, you know, have the cash, but pay it off within a few months and you'll get this credit rating. And the bank manager said, unfortunately, that's actually not right. They don't look at your good payment history. They only look at your bad payment history.
Mm.
So easy, isn't it? You sign up for that laptop, that MacBook. I could have one at $1,000, but I'm going to spend three on a MacBook. And
yeah, you don't need to. You don't need to. Have a debit card, not a credit card.
Yeah, great.
A debit card works off the money that you've got in it. It still gives you the ability to buy online, but it's your money that you're spending.
Yes.
So these are the basic things to understand. One of the things that young people get hooked into is borrowing or lending to their mates.
Mm.
I hear this all the time,
yep.
where a young person is lending to his mates all the time. And of course, any money you loan, know this, it may not come back. And when you're dealing with something that doesn't have a signature to it, know this, almost certainly it won't come back.
Yes.
Now, the question around this is, the mentality around money. I've got it, so I should share it. But often I find that young people are using money to buy friendships.
Mm.
So they will give money to their friends because they think that it makes them the big man. It makes them the friend, and it actually doesn't. So if you're borrowing or lending for entertainment, for drinks, food, movie tickets, shows, whatever, this is not a good thing.
Which the chances are, as a young person, that's the only things you're lending money for, isn't it? A keg of beer or, you know, whatever it is.
All of those things.
Yeah.
But it's a mentality that people are there to serve me, to loan money to me, or I'm there to serve somebody else's lack of budgeting ability.
Mm.
So in either way, whether you're loaning or borrowing to a mate constantly, I'm not talking about the one-off, I'm talking about a pattern. be very wary of that situation.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I think it's great advice. And, and again, you know, if we can nail this at 18,
yeah,
there's a whole world of pain you will avoid.
That is why I'm so strong on paying board to your parents.
Yeah.
Because if you pay board to your parents, you get the whole mentality around money right from the start.
Yep.
When you go into the flat, you then understand why you need to set up the automatic payment, why everybody needs to pay into the automatic payment bank account before it goes to the landlord.
Yep.
And on that, if you're a young person listening to this or a parent, do not let your kids be the head lessee on a flat. Everybody signs the lease,
yes,
or nobody signs the lease, all right? Because if your child is signing that lease and everybody else does a runner, then your child is responsible.
Yeah, that's right.
And guess what? That'll mean you, mum and dad, because they won't have the money.
There goes your holiday at Christmas.
That's right. That's the end of that.
I think it's absolutely true. What we're talking about is habits, is establishing habitual behaviour.
It's what you do every day.
What you do every day. The other thing I think, which is I'm thinking of as you're talking about this, is that when you do the automatic payment thing, when it becomes an automatic process, what comes with that is a paper trail.
That's right.
Is a bank account
absolutely
paper trail. Very easy to process, to trace where payments, when payments, where it went, where it came from.
Yeah, not like in our day, John, when it was cash.
No, when checkbooks and things. Oh my goodness.
Oh no, I'm before checkbook time.
My daughter refers to my black and white era.
Yes.
When I grew up in the black and white era. No, I think this is absolutely vital conversation, and I've enjoyed our series, and I just want to reiterate this book is coming out in early 2016. I think it should rush out the door because I think what you've encapsulated in this book is the sort of conversation that parents are wanting to have. And if you can get, look, I think you get a hold of it when the kids are 14 and start thinking about these things in
definitely
advance, really.
The earlier the better.
Yeah.
The earlier the better, because the habits established early are just so ingrained when they're older that they don't have to negotiate the thought process. It's part of them. And remember, this book is for the kids. It's not for the parents. Parenting the Adults is for the parents. But this one will be an easy read. It'll probably be a lot shorter, and the kids will want to pick it up and read it because it doesn't look too heavy. It's going to be colourful. It's going to be very attractive to young people.
Nice. Would you read this to or with a young person?
No, I'd let them read it themselves. I think that's part of the independence process and them owning the information, owning the speed at which they take it in. You might want to discuss it. And I will probably format it in a way so that they will want to discuss it with their parents. But, you know, there are certain things that you just want to take on board and go, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nice.
And look, most of it will not be a revelation to them because it's natural wisdom. It's the way the world works. And they'll find that it resonates with what they were thinking anyway. It just putting a bit more meat on the bones and going, now I understand why that's important.
Yeah.
I understand where that could lead. And this is about them, once again, expectations, realistic expectations of where they're going and being ahead of the game.
Well, yeah, and I think what you're doing too is you're giving young people the ability to read and to come to conclusions themselves, and you're treating them like adults with these topics. And I think that's a great thing.
And it will be a digital book as well, an e-book, because I know a lot of them just like to read on their device, so they might not like to pick up a book. But either way, we'll accommodate that. And it'll also be an audio book as well. So whether they want to listen to it, read it on their device, or read it with a normal book, I don't care as long as they get the information in there. I want these kids to do well.
They can read it on their smartphone at 4 a.m. when the cells at Auckland Central.
And they're not going to be reading it at 4 a.m. anyway, and they're not going to have their devices in their bedroom, people, because you need to get a good night's sleep. So make sure your phone is not near your bed.
Good luck with that one, Ms. Godfrey. Good luck with
that one. Well, start early.
Start early.
Start
Train
early.
Them up. No, absolutely.
And your daughter is how old, John? 12?
She's 12.
Right.
Yes.
I hope she's not going to bed with her cell phone.
No, she does not have a cell phone.
Good.
No.
And I hope she's not on Facebook.
No, heck no.
Good.
No,
because
no,
I've got parents that I'm talking to that are already teaching their kids to lie by being on Facebook before they're 13.
That's right.
Because they have to falsify the date.
Yeah, that's true. No, I mean, cell phones, I mean, I got her a basic cell phone a year ago or something, but actually I've not given it to her because
she doesn't need it.
She doesn't need it. No.
She does not
need
it.
And I would
never
give her a smartphone.
And once again, you see, needs and wants.
Needs and wants. No, that's right.
Let's get clear.
So the book is called Don't Peak at 18, How to Succeed in the Real World Beyond School. The author and presenter, Yvonne Godfrey, is behind this book. And also, I just want to also go over the MIMO program again too. MIMO, which is MIOMO, And it's miamo.com, and again, those programs at the parentingplace.com in Green Lane, 15 to 18 December, and also 18 to 21 January. Thank you so much. Most enjoyable series. And let's have you back to do some more talking about what I think is absolutely vital conversation.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
Lovely to see you.